Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since the 1970s, scientists have condemned fats, or lipids, as the culprits that cause heart attacks. But while that's certainly true of some fats, it's not the case for all of them, because one, called palmitoleic acid, can potently protect arteries against becoming clogged. When it's fed to mice, it cuts their level of arterial disease by over 30%. Ebru Erbey at Bilkent University in Turkey is sufficiently impressed with the performance of palmitoleic acid on her mice, she even now eats it herself.
The common knowledge is fats are bad for our health, but we think not all fats are bad for us. In fact, we think that certain lipids that our bodies make can actually be good for us. So this is what our story is about, showing that a lipid made in our bodies can fight cardiovascular disease and prevent heart attacks. This lipid is called palmitoleic acid or palmitolate. The bizarre thing about this lipid is it is a very simple monounsaturated fatty acid.
So what was your insight that led you to think, well, this is in the body, I'm going to look at this in relation to heart disease?
So there has been correlation studies in humans that palmitoleic acid is increased in the circulation in patients who are obese and diabetic. So the quick conclusion was the lipids is increased, so it must be bad, it must be causing the disease. But our interpretation was maybe palmitoleic acid is not a passive reporter of the disease, but it is contributing to fighting the disease.
It's almost like a reaction on the part of the body to the damage being done by diabetes, obesity and other processes. The body increases the amount of this stuff in order to fend off some of that injury.
Yes, that is the hypothesis we wanted to test in this study. We couldn't do it in humans, so in the beginning we started off studying a disease in a mouse model. And the disease we concentrated on was atherosclerosis, which is the buildup of lipid plaques in our arteries, a process that leads to basically heart attacks. What we did was we provided palmitoleic acid orally to mice that are prone to atherosclerosis. We tried to achieve 3 times more the levels of palmitoleic acid you would find in a regular Western diet. Once we achieved this, we saw the mice were displaying a lot less atherosclerotic plaques in their arteries, suggesting that long-term treatment with palmitoleic acid can prevent and reduce the progression of atherosclerotic disease.
And can you prove that the palmitoleic acid that you gave the animals was absorbed, or was the effect doing something in their intestines that then had a knock-on effect for the rest of their body?
Yes. What we did was we analyzed the tissues with lipid profiling. This way, we could show that palmitoleic acid levels rose in the plasma, and we could also see where it went into the tissues.
And what did those studies tell you about how it was having that effect? What's it doing to reduce the risk of atherosclerosis in these animals?
Fats in the circulation, when they're increased, cause inflammation in our arteries. And we know that the inflammation in these cells is caused by the increase of these lipids. We think that palmitoleic acid can fight the bad effect of lipids on causing inflammation.
Do we know how it has that anti-inflammatory effect, though?
Yes, we know that palmitoleic acid incorporates into the membranes of organelles that carry out the metabolic functions in these essential cells. Once it gets into these membranes, instead of incorporating the bad lipids, they choose to incorporate palmitoleic acid.
Now tell me, where can I get some and how much should I take?
this is a difficult one because it is not really richly represented in our common food sources. Palm oleic acid is high in macadamia nuts, but also a scrubby plant which has berries and grows mostly in Central Asia, and it's known as sea buckthorn.
Do you take it?
I actually do, because the plant grows in the Mesopotamia area and really richly grown in Turkey. So I try to actually eat a lot of it. But this comes with a price, because you don't only take palm oleic acid, you definitely take the extra fructose that comes with these plants. So what we need to do is enrich at therapeutic concentrations the palm oleic acid extracts from these plants and supply it in our diets.
So the proof there really is in the eating. That was Ebru Erbay, who was speaking to me from Ankara, Turkey, and she published those findings this week in Science Translational Medicine.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.